And now that we've mentioned Big Fatty twice, we'll be on the start of his show.
You know, I need to start listening to that so that I can hear us on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, we were the day after we released it, we were on there, you know, this last one, because we talked about the...
How does he know? Really, how does he know? Because he doesn't, he can't listen to
every podcast. You know, Big Fatty is computer, yes. He is a computer genius. He has set up an algorithm that scours the internet and alerts him to when there are mentions of his name.
I mean, I know we're so famous that he probably listens to ours like the moment they, you know, they come out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, I need to start listening to that so that I can hear us on the show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1450 of the BFO for Friday, the 16th of August, 2013. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we have got more voice letters, and Big Fatty's got a list. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, radio voices. Big Fatty, please, that's hurt my feelings. Hi, everyone. I hope you're right. It's going well. Y'all, you are radio voices today. Poodle, would you like to tell them? No, Big Fatty, my feelings have been hurt. Well, y'all, you're radio voices today because y'all, Poodle, who normally is here in the studio and is usually just going... Well, y'all, Poodle, on Thursday, y'all, she got a stern verbal spanking. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm going to just go over here and pout for a little bit. Pout and Poodle, Big Fatty. But y'all, that Dr. E. Pluribus Stone said that Poodle needed to work on her radio voice. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm not sure what he meant, but it hurt my feelings. But anyway, well, I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure he was only trying to make you a more perfect Poodle. Big Big Fatty, you're just silly, is what you are. Y'all, it is true. Oh, Lord. Y'all, it's already off the tracks. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend, y'all, on Saturday, we don't have one, no Big Fatty, but we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is that Mola Man, you've heard of Mola Man, we hadn't heard from Mola Man in a while, but he's a devoted listener to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second exiting of the birth canal, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, from that Dubious Intentions, y'all, it is none other than that Adam Burns. You know, you'll recognize him. He's got his baseball cap on backwards, and he's probably holding a melon in his lap. Freddy, that's vulgar. But anyway... But y'all, if you see him on the 20 or wherever, y'all make sure you wish Mola Man and that Adam Burns a happy, happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, do you think Adam will have a melon cake? Dear Gussie, y'all, 3 weeks, not one, not two, but 3 weeks from today, y'all, it is the kickoff of Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. And we start, of course, with the pink carpet. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, we're having a State of the Station this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern. And y'all, it's important if you're going to be in Lost Wages to get on over there, because we're going to have... we're going to be answering lots of questions and getting everybody ready for the big weekend. Now, y'all, a couple of things I want to remind you of. This coming Monday is the last time as a listener you can sign up to be to do interstitials, y'all. And we really want listeners to do that and go over under the volunteer tab. To sign up. You can also volunteer to host the hospitality suite and all over there, and other opportunities as well. Y'all also want to remind you that Tuesday, is the last day you can order the Pride 48 5th Anniversarium t-shirts. They're $25, and next Tuesday's the last day. And y'all, only about 25 people have signed up for the Pride 48 Anniversarium breakfast. It's $25, and you can pay online and then let Nessa know that you're coming. And, y'all, if you don't have a credit card or you want to just pay at the door, send Nessa a message, and she'll put you on the list, and we'll expect your payment at the door.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Now I am.
No, I'm not taking... It's recording now. Just say hello and who you are and then tell the story.
Hi, I'm Jude.
Don't try... No, don't try to talk posh. Just talk how you...
That sounds awful.
I know it's difficult, but try... I know, I have the same...
Hi, I'm Jude. I went to see my brother-in-law in the hospital, and he said he couldn't get his knob in the bottle. He peed on the floor because the bottle wasn't big enough to get his knob in.
So there you go. Right. Okay.
And I'm his brother sat there, as envious as anything.
It's like you say, though, he wanted the nurses to do it for him.
So then he went the next day back to the thing.
Yes.
At his apartment thing, and he found bags of filthy magazines.
Oh!
Hey!
And obscene pornography things.
Yeah.
Oh dear. I say no more.
Well, you say hello to the internet, I guess.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Big Fatty, what the hell was that, y'all? I'm not quite sure what it was. But y'all, that was that Naught. You know, I had mentioned earlier this week that Naught had called, and, you know, he sang the skull, the tropical skull music. And yes, Big Fatty, that was yesterday's little show. And I said there was another call from Naught. Well, y'all, that was it. And y'all, I really am not sure why that came into the BFO, but y'all, if your nobbin doesn't fit in the hole, then just pee on the floor. Very vulgar.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Turniphead, and I was just calling to say hey and hope you're doing well, and I had a question, so go ahead and cue the music and I'll wait for you for a couple seconds.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from Northern Mexico, y'all. It is the co-host of the Live It Up Little Show, y'all. It's that Turnip Head.
Okay, so here's my question. I want to know, how do you get the stink out of silicone toys? I've bought many toys. They're all made of silicone, and they just have that horrible chemical smell, and it's gross. So any help that you can offer would be greatly appreciated. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you for calling. How do you hang the damn thing up?
Yeah, gosh. Yeah, well, first of all, Turniphead, thank you so much for calling, and this is an excellent question. I need a little more. I need a little more information. First of all, why are you sniffing your toys? Beef. And that's the main thing. And this can be a problem. I do have a couple of solutions. Number one, if you'll just get. A bottle of poppers and just screw them up under your nose, you're not going to smell the toys. That's just all I got to say. And my second suggestion is just instead of keeping your toys close to your nose, just keep them up in your butt.
Patty. You hear that? We just came from Kohl's, and it could have gone one of two ways, but it went the good way. She gave us our Kohl's cash discount, even though we're 2 weeks later than we should have been, and we saved $577. It's amazing.
Hi, Big Fatty and Poodle.
Hi.
Poodle, did you give Big Fatty his cake?
I did.
For his exiting of the birth canal day?
Yeah, but I
and spankings. Yeah. I hope he got lots of spankings.
Oh, no.
Have a good week, Big Fatty, and we'll talk to you soon. Oh. It's Kevin and Brian and Danbury.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, those are the Danburys from up there in the Connecticut. And all I got to say, boys, I'm going to tell you something. You saved over $500 at the Kohl's? Well, Big Fatty can only say one thing. Big Fatty. So, that's fantastic. And, y'all, what they were referring to is, you know, sometimes you'll get the Kohl's cash and it has a suggested date on it that you should return to the store and use it. But, y'all, if you tell them that you were told that the Kohl's cash never expires, and without being ugly, of course, then They will honor that, and that's what they were referring to, and I think that's just lovely. And Big Fatty, I'm sorry again that I ate you all your cake.
Oh, I'm going to go foo. Here comes the choo-choo. I'm so goony, loony, toony, touched in the head. Please pass the ketchup, I think I'll go to bed. Am I the screwball fool? Throw me the eight ball fool. Once I knew a thing or two, but now I'm a bufferoo. Yinky, dinky, parley, woo-woo.
Hello? Hey, Fat, it's Bacon. I got a question for, not you. Okay, so I am buying the Vegas shirts for myself, and I bought one for Hap M and Zed, and I paid Joey. And so my question is for Joey and Hat. I'm wondering if Hat would mind sending his mailing address to Joey at Cocktails and Cream Puffs. And I'm wondering if Joey would mail it using the proper documentation or whatever. I'm sure he knows how to do that to them, and then just tell me how much it costs and whatever, if he wants me to pay him, and then I would flip him some more coins. Or I could bring him, you know, the $11.75 to Vegas that it's going to cost to mail those to Hat and Zed. Obviously, they get the mediums because they're much skinnier than I am. So anyway, that's what my questions are. And I thought, well, how better than to get my questions out there than to call you and ask you. So anyway, I'm like on my seventh episode of catching up, and I swear my head hurts so bad. That's not a compliment, is it? I really don't think it's from Joe and Mike. I think it's from listening to 750 podcasts at double speed 24/7 for the last 17 days, trying to catch up with everyone's podcast. There's so many new people going to Vegas that I regret to say that I don't know half of them. All right. Did I just say that out loud? You need to start watching what you say.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's Miss Bacon, and y'all, that opening, that opening music was sent to us by Gavin. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, and y'all, he is out camping. He is out camping all weekend long. So there won't be a little show for Gavin on Saturday night, but y'all, it's all about Jeremy. A little show will be live on Saturday night over there at the Pride 48. And, you know, they're following Big Fatty out there in 3 weeks. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure they're pooping their pants as it is. So, anyway, for Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and... by the way, it was an excellent question that you had. Let me just throw out an idea to you. What if Joey brought you the crazy Mexicans, Mr. Zed and that Hat M, if he brought their T-shirts to you to Vegas, and then you mailed them to Hat M? How would that sound? Big Fatty, that makes too much sense. There's no way in hell she's going to go for that. You're probably right. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. And y'all, I've got one more call from Miss Bacon, but I'm afraid we may not have time to do that today. But y'all, I think we'll probably just do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Expected you to go over to Spot and Big Fatty. Well, I was going to, but y'all, that Timmy Sims, you know, he's coming to Pride 48, y'all, because he has channeled his inner BF. He asked Big Fatty a question. Y'all, I'm not sure why he didn't call in and do an axe Big Fatty, but he didn't. But he says, who exactly is the skull? And y'all, it made me think there may be some listeners that are fairly new that don't know who the skull is. Y'all, the skull was the old receptionist at the coal mine, and the other question he had was what is the skull music from? Well, y'all, this is the tropical version of the skull music, and y'all, I'm gonna play for you the real version of the skull music. Now, y'all, I may start doing something because, you know, no other show plays a song and makes you guess what it is. So, y'all, put your Shazam up there to the recording and see if you can figure out where the skull update music came from. And Timmy Sims, I expect you to try to figure that out. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he will. But Big Fatty, I just want to say one thing. I'm not pouting anymore. I feel much better now because you play the skull music. And it's just lovely. And I just want to have a good weekend along with, because it's Adam Burns' weekend. Adam, what are you going to do this weekend?
You know, I need to start listening to that so that I can hear us on the show.
Oh, and don't forget Sunday night at 7 for State of the Station.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.